Cal, by Bernard McLaverty, read by David Threlfall. Chapter 1. He stood at the back gateway of the abattoir, his hands thrust into his pockets, his stomach rigid with the ache of want. Men in white coats and baseball caps whistled and shouted as they moved between the hanging carcasses. He couldn't see his father, yet he did not want to venture in. He knew the sweet, warm, nauseating smell of the place, and he had had no breakfast. Nor had he smoked his first cigarette of the day. Smells were always so much more intense then. At intervals, the crack of the humane killer echoed round the glass roof. Cueing beasts bellowed in the distance as if they knew. He saw the preacher standing waiting with his glass. It was the local doctor's prescription for any anemic with a strong stomach. The preacher was tall and thin with the Adam's apple of a vulture, and skin that was made even paler, if that was possible, by the light reflected from the white tiles. He cycled the countryside on his bread cart of a bicycle with a small ladder strapped to the bar and a clutter of tools in the saddlebag, nailing tracks made from tin lids to trees and telegraph poles. The wages of sin is death, Romans 8, verse 5, was on a sycamore tree on the Magherafelt Road, and further out, I am the resurrection and the life, John 11, verse 25. Crilly came over to the gateway to sharpen his knives. "Hiya, Cal," he said. Cal saw him press the blade onto the carborundum stone with his fingers, heard it hiss. "Is my da about?" Crilly looked up and stopped the movement. He nodded over his shoulder. "Will you tell him I want him?" said Cal.